There's so much trouble in this world today. We stop by to let you know that if you take your troubles and your problems to Jesus, I know He will work them out for you. Take your problems and lay them down at His feet. God can fix it for you if you let Him. Listen.
Oh, yeah. Today. And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. The Wave.
Well, I'm singing maybe. Martha, don't you moan. Listen, Mary. Tell your sister she don't have to moan. Railroad's honor. The Bible tell me they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little sister she don't have to moan. Can I get a witness? He said, Mary. Martha don't have to moan. Somebody might be sick tonight. Somebody ain't got no home. But listen, Pharaoh's army, they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little old sister she don't have to moan no more. I want to tell you this, if I could, I believe I surely would. On the rock today, stand on the rock where Moses stood one day. Because Pharaoh's army, my Bible tells me, they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, baby, tell your little sister she don't have to moan no more. Now listen, listen, I went down another alley. I'm telling you, I didn't go to see.
I didn't know
the sun was coming. Day on day. Battle's on it. My Bible tells me they got drowned in the sea. I believe Jesus said, me.
He said, me.
Give a right for wrong, no more, baby. No more crying on midnight hour. Jesus said, I stand by your name if you trust in my name.
Yeah, baby.
I wish I had somebody to help me call me right now. Maybe I'll be a mother for the motherless.
Maybe
father for the fatherless. You gotta call him one time.
Yeah, baby.
I don't believe she loves you, better call again.
Yeah, baby.
Please call him one more time.
Woo!
Came to Jesus one day Thank you. There was a little church. Then down in the woods. And at the church, they had a choir there. And they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, listen, would you let me sing a song? He said, I got a song that I want to sing. But you know what that choir director told him? He said, old man, you too old to sing in this choir. He said, you got a trembling in your voice. Heard the old man spit. And y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on aside. But they went to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day. Next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Did anybody see the old man? Look at here. Is anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Way. I believe I'm going to let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they would. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And an old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now. He said, we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together. And we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration of choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy.
why sometimes your body gets tired. You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, 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 gonna be something gone. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's alright, I let him sing. Let me hear you say yeah. I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. My daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes and get on, put on a pair of old slippers, take off these old suits we got on, put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
First on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best.
I know if you're there, everything will be alright. Well, here we go.
Trouble is all around us, but we pray that righteously our souls would be found. Hey.
make sure you mean it when you. Is anybody got some problems in your life right now? Let me tell you, tonight is a good night. You just raise up your hand and tell God how you really feel. All you got to do is just whisper. God keep on blessing over and over, and you still won't treat your fellow man right.
Thank you. This is Elder Karen Hatch, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministries on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord says. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
I'm Angela Breela, reporting on location for the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am your host, Angela Breela. And today we have April Bradley. She's one of the singers with the Joy Bell. How you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Angela. And hello, everyone.
You know what? Your group is just awesome. When you hear the name Joy Bell, just think of hand clapping, foot stomping, and good gospel singing.
Yeah, that's us. Absolutely.
So is this a family group? Is this a family group?
It is. It consists of my mother, myself, of course, my sister, my cousin Clarnetta, and of course my mom's sister, Shay. And then we have a new addition, which is another sister. Her name is Maria.
Okay. So how long the group been singing?
All together, my mother is one of the original members because the doorbells goes back a long way. It consisted of Emily Johnson and many more, of course, but those two were really together. So over 54 years.
Wow.
The group has been singing. So, yeah, a long time.
And I want to say this. I posted a video of the Joy Bells to my Facebook page. You was all, I think it was at the Shaco Boys anniversary. And
yes,
that video
yes.
Went viral. I mean, everybody. Who is this group? Where they from? I mean, I got inbox messages from everywhere wanting to know who is the contact person, how do I get in touch with this group. So can you give us the information of if someone is trying to get in contact with your group or book your group, who they need to contact?
That would be me, April Bradley, and the number I can be reached is 434-709-6029. And we also have a Facebook page. It's Joy Bells Group 1. My email address is joybellsgroup1 at gmail.com. And you can also find our Facebook page, and we can be messaged. So there's always a lot of ways of contacting us. Just reach out to us, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Also, I want to know, tell us about your project. You got a new CD.
We do. The name of our project is called Our Story. We were very, very blessed. A lot of times when we travel a cappella. So we did a little bit of mixture, but God has truly, truly blessed us. Some of the songs on there is Change and My Story.
My favorite song. I love them all, but that's one of my favorite songs off the CD, but I love them all.
Yes. It's a little different. But we were excited. You know, we wrote pretty much all our music except for two that were hymns, and of course, I arrange most of them, but we do things as a group. You know, we fellowship, we worship, and we do it as a group. We do it in love.
Okay.
So everything that we do, we don't try to do it for, you know, a pat on the back. We just do it to give God the glory and just praise Him for what He's done and what He's going to do.
All right. So where do you see the group in the next 5 or 10 years?
That's a good question. I really don't know. God has just opened up so many doors. He was speaking of the video that went viral with Determination.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song written by the Clark sisters. And, you know, we sing a lot of their music. And so for that to go viral the way it did, a lot of people are recognizing us by that song. So we are getting a lot of calls from that. But I have no clue. We're just vessels of God, and wherever He takes us, that's where we're going.
You know, I'm just excited about your song ministry. How does it feel working with your mother?
I wouldn't trade it. It's a feeling that you really can't really describe, because my mother's an awesome woman of God.
Yes, she is.
And she's real, and, you know, so is my father. My father's my pastor. So.
And what's your father's name?
His name is Dr. Jimmy L. Tarpley.
Okay.
He's the pastor of the Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church. And so just the fellowship with my parents, where they just always instilled in us the right way to carry ourselves and to, you know, to live godly and to live holy and to represent Christ wherever we go. So to stand beside my mother in singing, it's just, sometimes I have to catch myself and remember I'm supposed to come in on the background part. Because I could just listen to her, you know, just
right.
All day. But she has such a remarkable voice.
Well, everyone in the group can sing. I mean, your aunt, your sister, and you said you have a new member.
Yeah, that is my mother's baby sister. She came back to us.
Okay.
So she can sing too. You know, and we just have fun with it.
Well, want to thank you for taking our time, giving me this opportunity today.
Well, thank you.
For this
interview.
And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Didn't do everything right. Hate was all in my sight. Claiming others for my wrong. When I was weak and not so strong. But he changed.
Change.
I'm glad.
His grace woke me up this morning.
being there. You've been my friend, thick and thin. You never let me look at worse than you were there to the end. But as I fish, tears in my eyes, how blessed I am, that's what I realized. All I want to do
is say thank you.
Why?
Just a few more days.
Just give it to him.
Just a few. hit station in the world, turning up the beat in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Turning up the beat with the pioneers of gospel and new artists around the world is all new on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the wave.
We have more great gospel music coming your way. Just get ready, sit back, and relax.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Somebody been going through a storm all week long, but I want you to know the storm is over now. Can I sing my little dry? Come on, put them hands together. In this life, you're gonna have heartaches and pain. In this life, you're gonna have sunshine and rain. Hold on and don't let go. Ooh.
The storm.
Can I get
Here's the legendary Robert Glasper and the fantastic Violinaires.
Said I would like to sing with the violin. And Blair was talking to me and he said, young man, he said, you get hard out here. He said, you won't be mistreated and folks won't talk about you. But he also told me to keep my hand in God's hand. He said, if you do that, the devil in hell can't harm you. Sound all right?
I can't
be
you.
Y'all want us to cut it off? I can't hear nobody. Y'all want us to cut that off? He was looking at me. He said, say,
Jesus, if you want me, you.
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Certainly, I want to welcome all of you back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world, and you tune in to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, where you can call in for prayer live. We have pastors and ministers standing by to pray with you. Simply call 347-215-8049. That number again is 347-215-8049, where we have ministers that will pray with you one-on-one privately, or you can call in and you can hear us live over the air praying for whatever needs you have. Certainly, I give God the praise today, and many of you know me as the Anointed One. I'm Thurl and Kearney, and certainly God has been so good to us all, and we should be praising God in spite of what we are in. We face so many challenges each and every day. There's somebody today that's in a rest home. There's someone today that's in a hospital. There's someone today that the lawyer has said there's nothing else I can do and it don't look good. But we know that we serve a true and living God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all more than we can even think or ask through Christ Jesus. And we want you today to know that he's alive and well, and he has no respect of a person. We're going to begin to go into prayer. And before I do today, I'm going to read a couple of verses, and I'm going to be coming out the book of Ecclesiastes. Those of you who would love to join in, you're welcome to join in with us. I'm going to be coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes, starting at verse 8 through verse 12. And I'm going to read it where I pray that everyone will be able to join in with me. Starting at verse 8, Ecclesiastes. There is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither has he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Verse 9, all this have I seen and applied my heart until every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity, because sentence against an evil work is not exceeded speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. To do evil. And we're going to begin to pray. And we understand that evil is not good. Evil can cause us to miss the mark. Evil can cause us to do things that we know that is not pleasing in the eyesight of God. And maybe there are some of you today that is listening and you have done some things that you know won't right. Well, it's still time that you can make it right. You can get it right. And you don't want to leave here and know that you don't have it right with God. Jesus said, come as ye are. It does not matter where you are at this moment, what state of mind, situation that you're in. He said, repent. Repent. And I'm letting you know today, that you can repent right now and come to Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, my brother and sister, repent. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as thou come on this wonderful Monday, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one that died on the cross and shed his blood for each and every one of us. God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, sins of commission and omission. We ask you, O Lord, to hear this prayer. And as you do, we ask that the Son will allow you to receive it from on high. Lord, we thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit and your Word that you have allowed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, to receive that from on high. We thank you for the blood today that cleansed us, that never loses power. It was the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. It was the blood that never loses power, whatever we are. And in this day and time, we need you, Lord, right now. And as we come before you, we come before you with our hands lifted up. We come before you with broken hearts, and we come before you with hurt and pain, and we come before you with heavy burdens on our shoulders, and we ask you right now, God, to remove those burdens. We ask you in the name of Jesus, for we pray for those that are sick right now, and those, whatever condition they're in the hospital, rest home, or even in their own home, that they're going through causes of pain that is so outrageous in the body that they don't know what to do. They've taken medicine after medicine. The doctors continue to give them medicine, but it doesn't remove the pain. But God, your Son, oh, glory to God, because of your Son, Lord, you can remove the pain. You can take away the pain through the blood. We ask right now that the blood of Jesus will begin to flow upon their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet to the inward part all the way through their body in their vein, that it will flow through their bloodstream of their vein, that it will begin to heal them as thou speak. God, we thank you right now for healing them, for delivering them out of their pain. We pray right now for that lost son, a lost daughter that has gone astray and out in the world, and the mother, father has not heard from them in months or years. But God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will begin to send forth your angels and camp round about them to fly over the cities where they are, from the north, south, east, and west, that you will send forth a man or woman of God, will give them a word of life that will cause them to repent and bow and ask, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. Lord, let healing begin to come forth in the family relationship. Let healing begin to come forth in the marriage relationship. We bind every spirit that tries to attack the homes of the families. We decree and declare by the Spirit of God that there will be a standard lifted up in the homes, that they will worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the midst of your people. Let them begin to hear what the Spirit has to say. And those that have not experienced the power of the Almighty God, God, we ask that you send forth a rushing mighty wind that will cause this nation to be shaken, that they shall bow and repent in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for your Holy Spirit and your Word. We thank you right now, Lord, for what you're about to do on this day. We thank you right now, Lord, for touching that young girl and boy in the correctional center. We thank you right now, Lord, for covering the children in the school. We pray right now, God, for unity among the people in this nation. We pray for deliverance among the sisters and brothers who have gone into alcohol or drug addiction and have not walked out of it because they have not surrendered to you. But we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will begin to speak a word of life in the name of Jesus that will cause this nation to begin to fall in the midst on their knees, beginning to pray, beginning to fast, beginning to ask you, oh God, for wisdom and knowledge. We thank you right now. We decree and declare by the Spirit of God that you will move on your behalf all over this world. Regardless of what man says, God, your word will not return back void. God, we thank you right now for the love that you're sending forth all over this nation. We thank you, God, for a peace of mind that passes all understanding. We thank you, oh God, for faith. Faith, God. We thank you that you will increase the faith of your men and women. Those pastors and those ministers that are about to give up, God, we pray right now, God, that you have sent forth anointing like never before that will push them back into what you have called them to do and those that are chosen in the name of Jesus. I speak life to the men and women of God. I speak healing to their heart. I speak restoration to their mind. I speak creativity that the vision will go forward for your glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. I pray right now, God, for that mother. That mother has children that don't know how she's going to make ends meet each day. I pray, God, that you will begin to speak to her heart and her mind that will free her from all the distraction and all of the calls of what she's going through with all these symptoms and circumstances concerning her children, how she's going to financially get out of the debt that she's in. I speak healing in the midst of her right now to free her mind that the enemy has tried to cause an interruption to cause her to go astray. I bind that spirit right now and command it to dry up in the name of Jesus. I speak knowledge upon her mind. I speak wisdom upon her mind. God, that whatever she needs, that she will ask you in Jesus' name, and she will surrender, turning it all over to you. I praise you right now, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do right now in the presence of your people, thanking you for joy, thanking you for peace, thanking you for love, thanking you for healing, thanking you for being God all by yourself. Certainly, Lord. It is you that made us and not we ourselves. And because of that, we surrender all to you. And we just thank you, God, for divine favor from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We come against that spirit of pride, spirit of jealousy, spirit of backbiting, spirit of disobedience, spirit of envy, spirit of murder, spirit of homosexuality, spirit of glaucoma, spirit of diabetes, spirit of cancer, spirit of arthritis, spirit of tuberculosis. We command those spirits right now to go back to the pit from which they came from, for the blood of Jesus is against it, and we speak deliverance upon the people's lives in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for opening a door for that person that need a breakthrough. Thank you, God, for opening their eyes that the scales had been covering their eyes that now they can see. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for renewing the minds of your people. that your sons and your daughters will begin to prophesy. They'll begin to lay hands on the sick. They'll begin to walk into a newness that will blow their mind. We praise you, God, for all that you're doing and what you're about to do on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Young man that's listening right now, young girl, young woman, here's a word that you have an opportunity to surrender to God. Jesus said, come as ye are. You can surrender to the Lord. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand, not joining a church. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus. And you can do that right now where you are, simply by confessing to the Lord. In the book of Romans 10:9, he said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died on the cross and he rose from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. If that's you today and you're ready to confess and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. Lord, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that he died and he rose from the dead. Lord, I repent and I ask you to forgive me of my sins, for I'm willing to change my life. Lord, I surrender to you all that I am. I thank you, God, for delivering me. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Lord, I praise your name this day because I'm trusting you for all that I am. And I thank you, God, for my life being changed. In Jesus' name, amen. If you join in and repeated those words, Jesus said, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. So today, you are a new creature in Christ. Don't look back at your past. Don't look back at your past. I'd say that one more time to you. Look at your present. Look at your future. Look at what God's about to do. And if you repeated those words, I want you to go to a pastor or church. And I want you to get in the church, get in a word church that is teaching the full gospel. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Get in a full church, a church that's preaching the full gospel. Not just one part of the gospel, but the true and living word of God. There's going to be some things that they may share with you that right now you're just a babe in Christ and you may not understand everything that they're going to be explaining to you. But there's a growth process. And there is a time through this process that you're going to have to come out from among those that you used to hang around with. They're still doing the same thing. You're not ready to go back into that crowd right now. You're just a babe. But if you stay in the Word, if you stay steadfast, he will give you the strength to get through it. All you got to do is just have a little faith. So I want you to keep the faith and look in the book. And this is a word that you can look in the book of Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I want you to repeat that word every day as you get up in the mornings. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Christ is going to give you some strength to get through it, but you got to trust him and believe in it. God bless you, and I believe, God, that your day is today, and it is your breakthrough today. A restoration, a new beginning, and deliverance and healing in Jesus' name. We certainly thank you for tuning in to the Power Prayer Request Hotline. The lines will be open to 1 o'clock. You can call in at 347-215-8049. We will be standing by to pray with you for your prayer request. God bless you.
Holy Spirit,
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 Holy Spirit, Prepare our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon, Reverend Kearney, and all of those that are in the NFI radio listening audience. We bring you the Turn on the Light broadcast where we believe, where we bring you the Turn on the Light broadcast where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one home at a time. And we're just excited to be back with you on another Monday afternoon. We want to give honor again to Reverend Turney, to the NFI radio staff, and each and every one of you that have tuned in to this awesome radio station, where great men and women of God are bringing forth the bread of life, where there's great quartet music that's going on all the time. And we're just thankful to God to be a part of such a move of God in this hour and in this season. And we are also praying for greater for the NFI radio station. Glory to God. And each and every man, woman, and boy, girl, and child that's listening in, every man and woman that's breaking the bread of life, we just pray that God will continue to add increase and favor to your lives. So we're just excited today, a little bit tongue-twisted, please forgive us. But we are here with just thankful to God and just to be able, we're just excited. We just get excited every time that we are to come back on the air with you, with especially with the word from the Lord that would help to soothe all doubt, that would help to strengthen your faith and strengthen the weak knees. Glory be to God, that will Build up your most holy faith in him. Forgive us. We'll be getting a sip of water from time to time. As we told you on last week, we're still trying to heal from an attack, a cold that hit us. And it seems like every time we step out into the air or we put a lot of strain on the throat from talking, that it wants to try to give away, but the devil is a liar. We're going to continue to move forward in the things of God. Amen. And so we come with a word of, what we pray, a word of strength and comfort and encouragement to you all on this afternoon. Glory to God. We know that we are in the sixth month of the year. It seems like time is just rolling right along. And it also lets us know that regardless of what's going on in our lives, or going on around us, we may feel like we're at a stop or a standstill, but the world keeps right on moving. The days keep right on coming. Nothing slows down. Nothing gives up. So that's how come we have to keep our hand in God's hand and keep right on moving forward. You know, we use the term, you know, I'm just going through right now. But when we look at the significance of what we're saying, when we say we're going through, that means there's a forward movement still taking place, that you're not stuck there, you're not staying there, but you are going through. And in everybody's life, there is going to be a process. There's a process that you're going to go through until you reach completion. And so we know that we are in the sixth month, halfway through the year, but it's still not too late. It is still not over. Glory be to God that God cannot move swiftly and immediately and suddenly in the mix of your situation. Even down to Isaiah chapter number 10, which is one of my favorite scriptures, came back into my spirit on last week, that the Lord had given unto us in the mix of a trial, in the midst of a situation. And so when we look at Isaiah 10, verse number 27, before we can actually deal with 27, we have to look at what was taking place. So that verse number 24, Isaiah 10 and 24. And we know that at this particular time, glory to God, when we look at the word of God, the Lord was letting the people know that Judah had been stricken by the Assyrians. And Isaiah 10 and 5 lets us know actually that the Lord said, O Assyrian, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is my indignation. And so God was using the Assyrians to punish Judah. Because in the beginning of Isaiah chapter number 1, we know that the prophet is being sent to prophesy to Jerusalem and Judah about how they had turned their back on the Lord, how they were being disobedient and rebellious. And so because of their behavior, glory to God, God had used the Assyrian, which is the rod of my anger, to chastise Judah, to get Judah back into alignment, that the rod was used for correction. Glory be to God, because we know that in the scriptures, it says, thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. In Psalms 23, where it says, thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me, the rod and the staff is used for direction and correction. And so that's what we are seeing with the Assyrians, that in verse number Isaiah 10 and 5, he said, O Assyrian, the rod of my anger and the staff of in their hand is my indignation. So that's one of the reasons why the Lord could tell the children of Israel, you know, in verse number 24, therefore saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwelleth in Zion, to be not afraid of the Assyrians, because the Assyrians could not do any more than what God would allow them to do. They could not cross that line. It's just like when you think about the story of Job. When he asked Satan, where have you been? He said, going to and fro in the land. And so he said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, you can do this, but you cannot do that. He said, you know, I'll move the hedge from around him. So, you know, he attacked his cattle, he attacked his finances, his home, which is his children, his wife. The enemy attacked the closest thing to Job's heart. And that's how the enemy does with us. He attacks the closest thing to us. If he sends us something from, let's say, for instance, if a stranger walks up and attacks us, we will not, it will not faze us as much, some of us, but this day and time, people are so wound up tighter than the clock that if you do anything, that they're ready to shoot, they're ready to strike you or do anything. But in this particular passage, when you look at the situation concerning Job, Satan was under God's control. Satan couldn't do no more to Job than the Lord allowed him. And even after he took all of that, he came back and said, you know, skin for skin. And the Lord said, yeah, you can touch his body, but he couldn't kill it. The scripture let us know that you need to fear the one that can touch the body and the soul. But Satan could not do any more to Job than the Lord allowed. And so this is what he's saying here in Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 24. And Zion is the dwelling place of God, is God's people. He let them know, look, don't be afraid of the Assyrian that might smite thee with the rod and lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt, meaning when they were in captivity in Egypt, that how the taskmasters would raise their rod and their staff against them to threaten them to do more work and threaten them. But they could not kill them. And we're here to let you know that whatever it is that you that's going on in your life, whatever it is that you are going through, that don't you be dismayed. Don't you be worried. Don't you fret. Don't you be upset. Yes, we have our moments where things come our way, especially when it seems like it's something that is out of our control. When it seems like our backs are up against the wall, when it seems like it is over, the enemy is threatening. Because I tell you, a lot of times on this line that, glory be to God, that Satan is nothing but a big bully. And he bullies us. He torments us with different things. He threatens us. He bullies us. And yes, we know that the scripture says that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy in John chapter 10. But Jesus came back and said, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory to God. And so we're here to let you know today, and I know somebody might probably be saying out there, well, you don't know what I'm facing, and you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't know, but God knows. Glory be to God. He knows all things. Glory be to God. He rules and he reigns from heaven. Glory be to God. And so he knows all things. But nevertheless, he told the children of Israel in this particular situation, when we go on to verse number 25 of Isaiah chapter 10, for yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease, and my anger in their destruction. In other words, he said that the words of Psalms 30 and 5 come into view, where he said, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He was letting them know that, you know, now that my indignation, my anger is ceased, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this thing is coming to an end. Verse number 26, and the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And so he was letting them know that, yes, I use the Assyrians as a rod to bring correction to you, but I'm going to raise up a scourge, which is a rod, against the Assyrians. A scourge is a whip used as an instrument of punishment, a person, a thing that causes great trouble or suffering. As a verb, it's a whip someone as a punishment and cause great suffering too. So he said, I'm getting ready to raise up a scourge, a whip, glory be to God, against the Assyrians that was against you. Because instead of the Assyrians had their own agenda towards Israel, But God was letting Assyria know, you can't do that because you don't have my permission to do any of that. You will not destroy my people. You will not do that. Yes, I can whoop them. Uh-huh. I can bring correction to them. But you will not destroy my people. And so that is what he's saying here in verse number 26. And he goes on to let us know, glory to God, that even down to when it says after the manner of Egypt, we know that the Egyptians, after they let the children of Israel go, they turned around and came behind them and came after them. Uh-huh. But the Lord let the children of Israel know, if you just trust me and you just move forward, uh-huh, just go ahead on. I made a highway in the midst of the sea. You just walk on dry land. But the enemy you see today, you will not see anymore. So this thing that's going on in our lives is coming to an end. Uh-huh. Oh, glory to God. It's coming to an end. And the enemies that you've been fighting, been facing, every now and then it seems like you were overcome one minute, then the next minute you find yourself right back in the same routine. You find yourself right back in the same situation or circumstance, the same time every year. This thing that's coming to an end, this thing that the enemy has used to hold you back, this enemy that the enemy has been using, glory be to God, this thing the enemy has been using, glory to God, to keep you from walking in your divine destiny, from keeping you from receiving the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and out of no sorrow. This thing, glory be to God, that's been a monkey on your back, this thing that you have been addicted to, this thing that you love God with all your heart, but it seems like every time you move forward in him, it seems like the enemy comes with something that pushes you two steps back. But the Lord wants you to know today that this thing that's going on in your life is coming to an end. That is what he was telling Israel. This thing is coming to an end. You know, you had to go this way, uh-huh. Glory to God, because it seemed like you didn't heed none of my warnings before. It seems like, you know, when you did it before, you did not understand that, you know, sometimes we make rash decisions. We go back to what we know, what we feel like will work. But in essence, it's not the way that God will have us to go, because he wants us to be totally dependent and trusted in him in this hour and in this season. And so sometimes we engage in things, but we'll make a decision not understanding the ramifications that will come later on. Because every decision that you make, good or bad, there is a consequence behind it that's associated, that's attached to it. But the Lord lets us know today, glory be to God, if you need a topic, that trouble don't last always. Glory be to God. He lets them know that this thing is coming to an end. Uh-huh. Oh, glory to God. And verse number 27, where we want to get to today, and he was talking to a remnant. And a remnant were those that had stopped being dependent upon Assyria and now had turned their hearts back to the Holy One of Israel. That's Isaiah 10, 20 through 21. And so he's talking to a remnant now of folk. They have got themselves together. They have gone back to the old landmark. They have turned their minds and their hearts back to God and have put their hands back in God's hand. And they are trusting God and believing God for the supernatural, for the miraculous, for a turnaround, for a change. Glory be to God. And so he lets them know in verse number 27, and it shall come to pass. Uh-huh. Shall is a promise. Wherever you see the word shall in the word of God, shall is a promise that it has to happen. It has to take place. Uh-huh. It shall come to pass, uh-huh, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and the yoke from thy neck. And not only was it going to take the yoke off of your neck, he said the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Uh-huh. That there is an anointing being released in this time and in this hour and this season where God is bringing things to an end that has went on in your life for a long time. Things now that you find yourself, you have been trying. trying to not confront. You've been trying to not deal with. But you'll find out now that I've got to deal with this thing once and for all. I have got to confront this thing that I've been afraid of, this thing that I want to put behind me, this thing that I didn't want to deal with anymore. The Band-Aid has to be taken off the wound. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because I'm still bleeding in places. And God wants to make not only heal me, but he wants to make me whole in every area of my life, because these things are a hindrance. The thing that happened in childhood, the thing that happened in the past, when the person walked out on you, when somebody didn't help you when you needed help, the friend that betrayed you, the lover that left you, the way that children have treated you, all these things, the trauma that's happened in your life that's causing the drama in your life, it has to be confronted now, and it has to come to an end. Oh, glory to God. Because God is releasing an anointing that will destroy the yoke. A yoke was used with animals, and it's a wooden frame that joins two animals together so that they can work together. But when you look at it symbolically concerning the Bible, a yoke is symbolic of oppression, slavery, and a burden. But when we think about the anointing, the anointing was a ritual act of pouring, sprinkling, and dousing, a smearing an aromatic oil over a person's head or entire body. People were anointed, equipping with the Holy Spirit for service, the power of the Holy Spirit to do something, sanctification, set it apart for something, a call to a particular responsibility. And then the anointing would hit in three different areas in healing, which we know James 5:14-15 lets us know. You call for the elders of the church, and they'll anoint you. And if you're committed in the sins, they'll be forgiven. And they'll pray the prayer of faith, and you will heal. It was used as a token of honor, for kings and priests were anointed. And consecration, we know that it was used with Hazael, Jehu, and Elisha, that the Lord told the prophet Elijah when he was hidden in the cave and was ready to give up and was tired. He said, you go consecrate Hazael as king. And who Hazael don't kill, Jehu will. Who Jehu don't kill, Elisha will. Glory be to God. And so this thing that's going on in your life, we come to let you know today that trouble does not last always. That trouble, if we will look at it from the eyesight of God, it builds your faith, it builds your character. And I know you said not some trouble, come on now, preacher, but there's some trouble, you know, that's just not good, that I can't associate with God. But I'm standing on the word of God that says in Romans 8 that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. There are some things you just have to trust God with. Glory be to God. There's something that have no explanation, that have no understanding, but it's about your faith and your trust in God. You have to trust him in the mix of whatever it is that you're going through. But there are things that's going on in our lives and God's people's lives, and he wants them to know today that those things that's going on in your life that have served as a hindrance, they have served as a distraction. They have served as a yoke around your neck. Those things I am bringing to an end because of the anointing. And actually, the anointing is here because Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah is the anointed one. Jesus came and gave his life that we might have life, as we said earlier, more abundantly, that we may prosper in every area of our life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's given us the Holy Spirit of God. And because of the Holy Spirit, the anointing has come to destroy the yoke in your life and to lift the burdens from off your shoulder. If you would just trust him in the midst of it, Father, we thank you for this word, God, the word that you said that we should live by. Your word is forever settled in heaven. And, Father, because of the word shall, we know that this is a promise, oh, God, and that you are a promise keeper. That, Father God, that whatever's going on in the lives of your people today, God, that, Father, you're bringing about a change. You're bringing about a turnaround, God. You're bringing about an end. Glory be to God. To whatever it is that's going on, it is building up our most holy faith in you. That, Father, that we will be dependent and leaning on you solely, God, in the name of Jesus, not the rudiments of this world. Glory be to God, because, Lord, we see that the systems of this world is going down, that everything is going out except for the word of God. We see the banking systems. We see jobs are folding. We see everything, God, that we had become directly, indirectly dependent upon being shaken in this season and in this hour, God. But, Father, we know, God, that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our hope, God, is in you. As we turn our hearts and our minds back to you, that we are the remnant, God, that we'll turn our hearts and minds back to you. Father, we thank you. We trust you with this trouble. God, you trusted us with it, but, God, we give it back to you. Father God, every man, woman, boy, girl, and child, every situation, every circumstance, every household, God, every family, every marriage, oh God, every situation, oh God, we give them up and back to you, God, and we stand on your most holy word today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that Father God is coming to an expected end, God. That's what you said in Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the thoughts, that you know the plans that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. And God, we thank you for it even now, God. Father, we just ask you, Lord, to give us the strength, give us what it takes and what we need, God, to go through the process of this name. It's in your name we pray, and it's in your name that we will forever believe. Amen, amen, and amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want you to remember, glory be to God, that trouble does not last always. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Read Isaiah 10 for yourself and study this particular chapter. Don't be fooled by the enemy, because we have people now that say, you know, that's the Old Testament that don't pertain to us. Make it make sense today. But guess what? The Old Testament still makes sense, because there would not be a New Testament if it had not been for the Old Testament. Well, glory be to God. So reread this chapter and apply this word to your life. Isaiah 10:27, Psalms 30:5, Jeremiah 29:11. Glory be to God. And just know that trouble does not last always. Continue to pray with us and for us, and we will continue to pray with and for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. God to bless you is our prayer. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Catch the Wave. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's All the Way Live right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. Hello, somebody.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Nail.
Can have it. Well, how many know you can have it? God. know you can have her, and you really want to have her. Turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on, come on, let's have her.
Catch the wave on the internet.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, you've been so good. When I was sick,
everybody out there today. Listen to this record.
I wanna thank you.
Do you wanna thank him?
I wanna thank you.
Do you want to thank him?
I wanna thank you.
I wanna thank you.
I wanna thank you.
For all of my blessings.
I wanna thank you.
You've been so good.
I wanna thank you.
You've been so kind.
I wanna thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to thank you.
Fly over.
I just want to thank you.